Basic witches.
Basic witches.
I mean, we're witches.
Basically.
Welcome back, witches. My name is Leah Knauer.
I'm Rachel LaForest.
And we have an amazing guest today that I am so excited. We haven't talked to her yet, but our guest is Ashley Iaconetti from The Bachelor.
Yes.
It's a small little show. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah.
It's only been on the air for like 25, 30 years.
Something about roses.
Yeah, diamonds. But so if you're not familiar with Ashley's story, she met Jared on Bachelor in Paradise, and then they were like really close friends. She really liked him not so much, and then he finally came around, and now they're engaged.
Yes.
So yeah, I love their love story because it gives me hope that, you know, guys can change their minds and realize that they're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I hope they all realize that one day, because all of them are.
Please don't sue us, anyone. Yeah. I'm sure some of you are good.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so let's just kick it. And, you know, the regular stuff, follow us at Basic Witches Pod.
We'll see you there. Enjoy.
Light it up. Yes. We also have a vape if you I've like to partake in that.
Oh, shit. Whoa. Good for you.
Wow. Yeah, so I'm not going to do it here.
Is that a conscious choice?
Yeah. Okay. But, like, also, I would do it with my fiance.
Yeah.
But he's just not down because he's never done it either.
Oh, that's
I know. Isn't that funny? I'm like, Jared, you're the only one I would do it, and it'd be so funny.
Yeah.
Wait, where are you each from?
Originally from Rhode Island. Okay. I'm originally from Northern Virginia.
Okay.
Okay. Just curious if that like had anything to do with it.
No, I don't think so. We just like were very much like that kind of kid in high school. And then like in college, just like meh. We didn't really give into peer pressure and stuff.
Damn, nice. That's all I did.
Really no curiosity to like do illegal things too.
Oh my gosh.
Now that it's legal in California, I'm like a little more. It'd be fun. It's legal. We're not even breaking the law. We're not being
exactly.
bad.
Yeah. And now CBD and hemp are legal in the whole country, which is crazy.
Oh,
which is like not the psychoactive part, but still.
I don't feel any difference.
Yeah.
I've tried something. Yeah. So I'm like,
I went to a CBD shop in my hometown mall for the first time over Christmas. That was it was crazy. I was with my dad and he was like, this is weird. I want to get out of here. But I was like, this is so cool. Like seeing how much our country has like changed with that thing.
But do you think it really does anything?
I mean, I think it does. It has medical properties.
I think it relaxes you a little. Yeah. I think it relaxes anxiety a little.
Okay. And even if it's placebo effect, that still does something for people, true, you know? True. Like,
Yeah. Okay, so you used to think incense was bad luck.
Well, so I think the first time I really I lit my own incense was when I was about to text a guy that I really liked and I hadn't seen him in a couple months.
Okay.
And it was really just like it was a guy. Let's just say that I was just obsessed. Okay.
Okay.
I was obsessed.
Okay. A hard crush.
Yeah.
But it was not Jared.
No. And before I met him.
Yeah.
So my mom and my aunt and my cousin and my sister were like all together. And we're like, we're going to light incense and make it like a spiritual experience so you can be like the most relaxed.
Oh.
And then he didn't.
Because you were being brave texting him.
Yeah. Okay. And then he didn't respond.
Fuck. Oh. I hate men.
So now now I always.
It's too real for me.
I mean, it became a thing. And he did eventually respond to plenty of other things.
Okay.
So it did get better.
Okay.
But the moment that the incense was lit was like the lowest point I ever felt with him.
Shit.
So I never lit incense ever again until Jared and I were in a hotel room last week and they had incense in there.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, you know what? I don't have to worry about you texting me back. So we're going to light it.
Yeah,
so now ever since.
So you've reversed it.
Hell yeah.
It's positive.
Yeah.
Start
anew. You could even get some sage or palo santo.
I have used sage though. I use sage with the other guy.
Hell yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Cleanse that out.
Yeah. Are you into witchy stuff? It seems if you like incense that.
Well, my sister and I went through a phase with this guy.
Really?
Yeah, okay. With this other guy. She was dating one of his friends. So he was just like a bad point for both of us. They were both athletes. So like if you may know that they are not like the most reliable of people to date.
Yeah.
So we were like getting into it. We were like looking at witch books. We went to a witch store when we were living in New Jersey together. It was weird. It was weird part of our life because we really truly were torn all the time on whether to do a spell to like put a love spell on them or we were concerned that the bad stuff would come back.
Yeah.
So we were like, we didn't experiment.
Like love spells on people that aren't asking to be put under a love spell are a bad idea.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I think like magic on anyone outside of yourself is tricky territory.
Yeah.
But we've frequented the House of Intuition before. Yes. And I used to light one of the love candles there a lot, still thinking about, well, I lit love candles for Jared and the other guy.
Okay.
But Lauren and my sister, Lauren and I, our witchiest thing that we ever ended up doing was taking love baths during this down phase of our life where we were just trying to come up with something to get these guys to come to us.
Yeah.
So we put roses in our bathtub when we were living in New Jersey. This is before The Bachelor and all that.
Yeah.
And then we'd light the pink and red candles. Mm-hmm. And then I put love bath potion in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think about him.
I do this out
you
here.
Do this
and it has not worked yet.
Well, it worked for me.
You might need like super
eventually.
Eventually. And because it's LA, you might need like stronger magic super to conjure strong. In your
That's
guy, I'm thinking.
True. Yeah. And I'm also thinking that like sometimes it says on the candles and on the potions, mm-hmm. or like just because you're thinking of one person doesn't mean that's gonna be your love. It can be somebody else who you're not even thinking about.
Yeah.
I'm not ever even like thinking about someone specific. I'm always just asking for a good guy.
Oh,
to come
really?
In
so you're never thinking of a past guy, hoping for him to come around?
No, because they're all trash.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? That's a way cleaner mindset to be in.
I mean,
you should want that.
I guess.
Other than holding on to the past.
It's starting anew. And
what I've been realizing recently, a friend put it this way. He was like, because I was worrying about money or something, my usual. And he was like, don't give any real estate to that in your mind.
Yeah.
Like, and then it made me realize we could take all that time worrying and put it energetically into practices like this. Like if you have the time to worry anyways, why not take that time to like do a bath with flowers or like, I'm going to try to start doing that more.
Yeah.
Like actually, because sometimes that stuff, I just either forget to do it or I feel like I don't have the time to do it, but I'm having the time to worry. So I must have the time.
I always have the time to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it work for your sister?
I mean, okay. I don't. Okay, well, in pertaining to that one guy, she had more luck than I did.
Okay,
depending on the way you look at it.
Okay,
okay, okay.
I don't know. There's no harm in it, so might as well do it. If anything, it's therapeutic and it's like basically like meditation.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed.
I'm really curious what was it like the decision of like deciding to go on The Bachelor?
I was in grad school and. It was my master's in broadcasting.
Yeah.
So the last
boss queen.
Oh, thanks. The last month we had cameras like out on our own. We basically like they weren't just in Syracuse. They were like in different spots of the country. And there was a lot of girls who were doing their internship in DC. They had all of our cameras in DC and my family is from Northern Virginia.
Mm. Yeah.
So one weekend I took their cameras and I like used multiple angles and I mic'd myself up and everything for this audition tape. Because I was
sorry.
Yeah. Bury the lead.
Yeah.
It was for my audition tape. And then I submitted it. And I didn't hear from them for 9 months. But I thought that was a good time to submit my tape because it was right after graduation. So it wasn't like I had a job.
Okay. So you're just like, I don't know what's next. And I'm just going to
try this.
Yeah,
I don't know what's next. And
I mean,
like, I want to be on TV in some
capacity. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did it.
Yes. I watched your season, everything you were on. And I love like the whole love story between you, both of you. Oh shit! I was specifically gonna ask something and I forget.
It's okay. This happens to me on my podcast.
It's
all the
hard
time.
Talking.
It's so hard. Because then you have to listen to somebody and then you have a thought and then you're like, oh wait,
and
I have to
like, hold I remember. It. Okay, the reason we reached out to you, obviously because I like you, but then also you talk about on your website emotional honesty.
Oh yeah.
And how you were very emotionally honest on the show.
Uh huh. Yeah.
What was that like?
A friend of ours. Like didn't understand. He's like one of those guys who like you feel like more than 10% of his brain is being used, you know?
Yeah.
One of those people that just like seems like their brain is constantly firing.
Yeah.
And he was watching the show and he's like, why do they make it seem like because you have a lot of emotion you're expressing about you express it, that that's a bad thing. Yeah, yeah. Like, what in the world? This is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yes, you know, vulnerability.
Yeah, vulnerability. Yeah. So then I was like, can I tape you ranting on this? And I like did like three parts. I put it on YouTube, got a couple thousand hits. It was like nothing. But it made me think, why am I ever shamed for having emotions and being open about them? Yeah. It's so weird because you do see, you do see on The Bachelor, it's like the more calm and collected, cool-headed the girl is, the better edit she usually gets. Mm-hmm. And then the girls who are more expressive, they tend to be labeled more the crazy ones. Or at least like the high maintenance.
I mean, I feel like I would be a mess on that show. It seems like emotional warfare.
I know.
You've got to be so strong to go on it.
I think so. Yeah. And who says that crying is weak? That's the other
thing. It's not. Exactly.
And then I went on this whole thing where it's like I was brave enough to like put my emotions out there for everyone to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's plenty of other people sitting around still like kind of holding it in.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I feel like I get in my head about that sometimes because I'm consistently inconsistent. I'm never consistent in how I feel, but I'm not crazy. But sometimes, like, I mean, Leah and I had this week where we were both so down, like you and your sister, and we came out of
about
our
About guys?
For me,
for me, something else. But we came out and both happened to be dressed in all black, black lipstick, everything.
Are you guys roommates?
Yeah, we're roommates. Okay. Yeah. But like unplanned, just really feeling it. And then a week later, I was in, because we perform in this show on the Queen Mary, and
Jared and I had a nice date on the Queen Mary.
Oh, cute. You should come to a dinner detective show.
Oh, that's it's so hilarious. Fun. I'm going to have to bring my sister. Yeah. She's like all about the ghosts there.
Hell yeah.
But then like a week later, I was in all pink and sparkles, and it's just like I had taken a picture one week and then the next week, and it was like from like goth dark girl to pink, like bubbly happy girl. But that's me, and I'm honest with it too. Like, and I don't like when I sometimes feel crazy because I'm inconsistent, because it's normal to be inconsistent.
I know. And the fact that they've also like the whole culture has kind of made it so that if girls are expressive and they like you, they're like, hi, I like you, I want to text you, I want attention from you, that it's
such
like, oh, she's crazy, she's clingy, she's clingy. It's
no,
like,
it's
no, I just like you. And that was another thing that we talked about in my little YouTube series. It was just, why can't you tell a guy that you like him without him being like nervous and scared and turned off?
Do you think that that's just not the right guy then? If it is a guy who reacts that way to a girl, because do you feel like if it's the right guy for that girl, he's going to be just happy that she's expressing that?
Not really.
No, you think it's across the board?
I almost kind of think.
Yeah.
I think it depends on where you are in your stage of life. I think they do like to pursue. Yeah. I think there is something there you kind of have to let them pursue.
Yeah.
Like with Jared and I, you know, I'm not going to say that I didn't flip him out with like being so open.
Yeah.
But he did feel like this is a type of girl that I've never dated before. And so he kind of needed to get comfortable with the idea that like he got
because
out of his type. I didn't fit his type.
Well, you were more confident than
I was more outspoken and just like I was like a little bit more type A.
Yeah.
And I think he would normally go for somebody who's like a little more soft spoken, a little bit more passive, a little bit more like stereotypical feminine.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And then he needed to kind of like, he just, it took some time for him to be like, this actually is the kind of person that I fit the best with, even though it's not what I imagined myself with at all.
Yeah.
I've heard that so much. Yeah.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
He, on the other hand, is exactly what I always imagined.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your type?
That's perfect.
My type has always been like friendly, jovial, social, but like not in an overly like part, not like a party way, but like a person who's a very good conversationist and kind
charming.
Of gets along with everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never liked the bad boy. I've always liked the good guy that gets that gets along with everyone.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And just somebody who's like really sensitive and
so
has a lot of passion. A lot of passion for the things that he loves.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like sexual romantic passion. I mean like
that too, but
that's always lovely.
Yeah.
But I always liked a guy who
cares about things.
Yeah. Just like loves the things he loves.
Because that's vulnerable too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also like when someone's not passionate, to me, it's sort of a sign that they're maybe not in alignment, like not doing what they want to do, or something's off. If you're just like
or
floating
boring.
Along, or they're just boring.
Yeah.
So how does it feel now? Because I know from your Instagram, you're still very, you know, emotionally honest, and like you're very much, you love and your love, you put your love out there. You talk mm-hmm. about your relationship and your love life publicly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How is that for you guys? I mean, that's the root of all of your relationships.
It started.
Is it just like normal to you?
Yeah, it's so normal.
Really?
We don't even know anything else but in our specific relationship. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we like
it. So it just works because it's been that way since the beginning.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And what The Bachelor does that's nice is that you are kind of forced to be vulnerable and emotional. We're at the top. So that makes there never be like an awkward, like nervous stage. You're like, okay, I'm going to get all this out in the front, and then after that, it's kind of like easy going.
You're like, oh, I already said that.
Already saw the messiest part of me, so it really can't get any worse.
People say on like the first episode of The Bachelor, they say things that I don't say until like the fourth date or something.
That's what I was thinking.
Diving.
Wow. I wanted to know how old you guys are, but that might be rude.
Oh no, I don't care. Okay. We're both 30.
Okay,
hell yeah.
Okay.
How old are you guys?
I'm 26.
And I'm 28.
What did he explain what exactly happened that he had that switch where he like...
It wasn't so much of a switch as everybody would think it is. Okay. It's like he's always been somebody who loves his comfort zone, who like likes to just bubble with everything in like his own little shell.
Yeah.
And he never imagined himself leaving Rhode Island. He was like, even if I met somebody, I don't even know if I could even move out of Rhode Island. And it was kind of like he had feelings for a long time and he was kind of scared of them, and it was always there, but what made him have to just make a move was me with another guy, of course.
Wow.
Because
that's what
he was like, I'm scared. He's like, I'm scared I'm going to lose her. And that was like, and she's the best thing that's ever happened. And like, she's the best I'm ever going to, like, she's the most compatible ever with me. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I've like let it go this long. And now I actually have to do something. I can't hide it anymore.
Yeah.
Right? But he says he's like always had it. Whenever people are like, when did you first feel like you had feelings for Ashley? Like it was something that you could like imagine. She was somebody you could have your future with.
Yeah.
And he says it was October 2015.
Wow.
Yeah. You know? Which is off the show. Yes. Yeah, it did have. I know I wasn't. I knew that we didn't have that.
And you guys were like not. You were in different states at that time, right?
Yeah,
and
but we were talking. Seeing each other so much because of events. Mm. That we were just crossing paths.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we were like kind of trying to have us cross paths, you know? Like, I'm going to be here then, should come here for this event, and maybe I'll go there for that event.
Yeah.
So we were seeing each other every month.
So then you started something up with someone else, and that...
Well, yeah, two and a half years later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course.
I know.
But that, it's like,
I know, it's like once you're taken, then everybody comes out of the woodworks. How did you get, because I think it's less about how did you get Jared back and more about like how did you find your own strength and power in that time of like feeling rejected from him and also wanting to maybe move on? Like that's where I am right now in my own personal life. So it's like, how do you rise up?
It was so hard because like I would go in ebbs and flows where I'd be like, okay, I need to cut him off. So there's sometimes there got to be a point where I was like, okay, I think we're just friends. I think I've like just need to start thinking of him as a friend because that's when I really moved on. So I probably would say like a year and a half to like 2 years of knowing him where I was like not imagining him as like my person anymore because I was like, it's been 2 years.
He
like,
kind of became de-glamorized.
How can I think that he's going to come around?
It's not realistic.
Years, right?
Yeah.
And then
you literally let go. And then,
but that's what I posted on my Instagram last night. It's truly that if you let it go,
if it comes back,
it's yours. And if it doesn't come back, then it was never meant to be. So that's when I'd say I'd
done,
let
though.
Go a little bit more. Yeah. Not to say like I always thought if he were to come around, I'd be like, oh my gosh, hell yeah. You know what I mean? But I really started to like put my intentions.
You were like, I gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Damn. That's so, I know, easier said than done, but so true with anything you're focused on, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm. once you let it go, it comes back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you manifest? Because it seems like you manifested Jared. So I'm curious if you manifest.
Oh my gosh, yes. So when you first said that, I was like, that sounds witchy.
Yeah.
But then I was like, no, actually, I've definitely been that person all of my life.
Yeah.
I believe that everything can happen.
Yeah.
Truly, when I think about it. So Jared is by nature a pessimist, and I am by nature like a freakish pessimist. I mean, optimist.
Oh, optimist. Yes, I thought you were an optimist.
So I get really annoyed at him when like he will put the negative vibes out there. I'm like, Jared, it's never gonna happen if you think like that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you need to turn the switch for me, please, because it's so many magical things can happen. My mom's always like, you're so lucky, everything you ever wanted happens. And maybe I'm sure a big dose of that is just luck, but the other part is I truly believe that all of it's gonna happen.
Well, and I think that is why it's happened for you, because you moved. It's all about, like, you know, intention and motivation, and you were like moving and thinking and doing.
You have to do both at the same time.
Yeah.
There has to be action plus thought.
Do you know about, have you heard of the third door?
No.
You seem like you would be this type of person.
No, really?
Like, that's a book by Alex Benayan.
Yes.
Is that how you say it?
I think that is, yeah.
And it's about like just making it happen, believing you, whatever you want to happen, you can make it happen. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to go in the front door.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go in the back door. Is that it?
Yeah. The metaphor is like, if you're going to a VIP club, like a Hollywood club, you don't go to the front door, and you also don't go to the side door, because that's where celebrities are. And if you don't have that access, you can't. So you find the third door, which is like you climb to a window and you fucking smash
just
it in and you
die
and you just go in and then you make friends and you be grateful and positive and kind. And,
that's awesome.
That's as simple as it is.
I have an example. So my sister and I, when we, you know, growing up in Virginia, like the coolest, most Hollywood thing there is the one time of year, the correspondence dinner. That's when like big A-listers come.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So we used to go and of course not be invited to anything because we're just like these college kids.
Yeah.
But then we dress up like we were supposed to be there and we get let into all the pre-parties.
No.
Yay.
You just all the like other fans are just standing along the ropes, and then we would just dress like up and wear gowns, and then we just walk right in.
You
nobody
didn't even
would
have to,
ask.
Like, check a list or anything?
No, not for the pre stuff. We couldn't get into like we got into a couple of the like parties afterward, but every year we were guaranteed getting into like the hors d'oeuvres. So like we'd just be like eating things next to like Zooey Deschanel, and then who's a kid? Daniel Radcliffe. Just
That's awesome. Hell yes. Yeah, you seem like that.
Thanks.
Yeah. So have you always been, since you were little, very positive?
I think so.
Yeah, I feel like that too. I've always been like a believer in like, even if it's luck or whatever, I'm going to be that one that gets that thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
what is your sign?
I'm a Pisces. I'm very Pisces.
Okay.
How
as
so?
Sensitive.
Very sensitive, very emotional, very creative, and very romantic.
Mm. Yes.
As I get older, and especially since Jared and I are now together and committed for life, I'm losing a little of my Pisces qualities and becoming more of, I have a rising, I think I have like Libra and also Virgo in me.
Okay.
So whatever my star chart is, it's like they're very heavy in those two.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I find myself being much more Virgo lately because a lot of the energy that I put into romance and thinking about my future person is now put into business.
Great, because that's taken care of.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I know.
I used to be the dreamiest person ever. Like, I give me like a long plane ride or a train ride.
Oh my gosh.
And I would days out and like just daydream about whatever love, you know, whoever my current love interest was. And now I'm just like, what next move are we gonna make? You know, just because we're just so happy and stable.
And you have a lot of like irons in the fire.
Oh, thanks.
That, right? I mean, I think so.
Yeah. What are you manifesting in right now?
Oh, well, I will say on a personal level, Jared and I watch so much HGTV that like everything is in a goal to build our dream house.
Oh,
one day.
Yes. Cool. That makes sense. Yeah. So are you actually married or engaged?
No, we're engaged.
Okay.
Even though it sounds like we feel like we're married.
But yeah.
When you live together.
And you know you're getting married.
And you've been best friends for 4 years. It's
Oh,
that's so
good. I don't mean to brag, but Nick Viall hit on me once.
Oh, really?
So
tell me.
Basically his girlfriend.
Tell me about this.
So he was in an acting class with my former roommate. Uh-huh. So he came over to our house to run lines, and she told me in advance that he was coming over. Okay, so then I went to my room and I like put on a sundress and just looked very naturally.
Oh my God, way to make a move. He loves sundresses. Does he love sundresses? He always says that there's something about a sundress that can make him go ooey, ooh-wowie.
Wow. Okay, so he did go ooh, wow, ooh, wowie.
Really?
So, because, well, I don't know. I like to think he did. So he was like, I was walking out of the door, walked past, like my dress was blowing. Yes. And then he was like, oh, I really like that dress.
No
way! And then I turn, I have like my script and a highlighter. I was trying to look really busy. I like turn, I'm like, oh, this whole thing?
No,
easy,
you did not.
Breezy, beautiful, cover girl.
No.
Yes, and then I closed the door, and I was like, what did I just say?
That's hilarious.
And then, like, 2 days later, it was announced that he was The Bachelor. So very clearly,
he
didn't like me, I guess.
Well, you have to like someone a lot to turn that one down.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah, yeah, he always says that that's, like, the best thing
that's
to wear.
Because,
like, guys think it's innocent yet sexy at the same time. And yeah. If we get a little dirty, there's easy access.
Totally.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. No, this is true.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna
I've gotten
start
that feedback
sundresses
about
mm-hmm. a lot more.
Mm-hmm. I know, and it's funny because like I don't think they're the most flattering thing on me because like my waist is my best part, not mm-hmm. my legs. But mm-hmm. he says it doesn't matter. Jared says the same thing.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Learn to hear first.
Yeah. Sundress to impress, yeah. And you get that guy.
Impress.
So you should wear more, Leah.
Yeah. I guess so.
When I heard Jared like sundresses, I went on like a spree.
Oh my God.
At Urban Outfitters. I was
yeah,
like, okay.
Perfect.
My mom was like, I'll buy this for you.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Was there anyone else that you were interested
in like the Bachelor?
At Bachelor in Paradise? Or was it
Jared? It was mainly
Jared.
Yeah.
There is a few little thingies, but there that was always my storyline.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Wow.
I've considered going on it.
Do it. I was 26 when I started.
Really?
It was like the best age. It's not too young where you're like immature and
where
not
you
ready
don't
for
know
marriage.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
And then it's not too old where you don't have the energy for it. Because Jared and I talk all the time about how like I don't think we'd ever be like down to do a lot of the stuff
seems like
now.
A lot.
Sleep in the same like king size bed as two other girls.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just
like
you're sharing beds?
When you travel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was three girls to a room. I had a cot, then they had the bed.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I've also been like contacted about casting in ones like that. There's a new one, Love Island or something. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about this? Yeah, they're talking to me about it. But I don't
free
think
trip.
I can do it.
You
I know.
Do
I mean,
that.
Honestly, it's like
is that a
it
big
is,
deal right
it
now?
It is
Love
tempting.
Island?
I think so.
You
I think
totally
it's like the
do
new,
it.
Oh, should I do it? Oh
yes.
Shit! I think I already said no.
That's
but
another witchy thing. All with my. Motto,
yeah.
Always say yes. I mean,
yeah.
Unless, you know, in
yeah,
the
yeah,
realms
yeah,
of appropriateness.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Totally.
Hell yeah.
Shoot, you guys.
No, totally do it.
Oh, shoot. Maybe I should.
Is it the American version of the UK show?
Yeah, American.
I would
American.
Say I do
yeah,
it.
They're casting it here.
Oh, where was
they
it
they reached
that?
Out to me because I was it's on some small UK. Other dating thing just for fun. I
what
just did
it?
One dating game show for fun. Like,
what was it?
I don't even remember. Third Wheel.
Okay.
It's like you're
okay,
on a date in a car.
I remember this.
Yeah.
Show.
Yeah. which they cast me with a guy that was like 21.
Oh,
I was
no
like,
way.
You made me like, a cougar.
I was
cougar
on Millionaire Matchmaker.
Whatever.
And they did the same thing.
Oh, you were on Millionaire Matchmaker. I loved that show. I mean, it's probably still on.
Was that
what?
After Bachelor?
Yeah, it was during The Bachelor.
Okay.
They had like celebrity
edition. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was
like,
how was that?
It was not the most fun experience
yeah,
for me.
No.
I was a big fan of the show beforehand.
Yeah.
And then I was like really scared when I was there. Yeah.
Shit.
It wasn't as like warm and fuzzy as The Bachelor.
No, it doesn't seem.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of like, I'm really watching Mad Men right now for the first time.
I've
it kind of gives me
anything.
Like Mad Men vibes.
Oh, okay.
It's so good.
Yeah.
You should watch it.
Okay.
Do you like period pieces? Like old fashioned? Yeah.
It's just you. It really highlights how bad the misogyny and like sexism and racism was back then.
Yeah.
Like obviously I know that, but watching it and seeing it, it's like every line is something related to sexism. It's just like that would have fucking drove me insane.
That's
nuts. I know. I don't know how women kept composure and like didn't. But that
they really
they were in that time. They didn't. They were fighting. But
they
like,
kind of lost it too.
I mean, Did I talk about yet on the podcast the catcaller I yelled at?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh, I reached my breaking point with catcallers.
Okay.
Because I have like my go-to responses, which is either completely ignore them, give them no attention, or say I have yelled before, "You have a mother."
Well, what kind of catcalling are we talking about?
Oh, the standard, like the yelling sexual stuff, yelling stuff about
sexual
how I look.
Sexual stuff, not just like looking good, girl, because I don't mind that. I go, thank you.
Sometimes I say thank you to those. Okay. Like I had an outdoor photo shoot and it was a cool outfit and like someone said, "You look beautiful." And I was like, thank you.
Yeah, that's
at least
nice.
It wasn't appropriate.
You looking good, girl? I'm like, hi, thanks.
This one, I was already PMS. I was walking by. It was a whole line of guys, like skateboarder dudes sitting down on the sidewalk. I knew it was going to happen. It was the first three of them said the standard stuff, like beautiful, beautiful, whatever. But then the third one, which I had just walked past, and the third one goes, "You should smile more."
Oh,
and
I
was like, no, that is the worst fucking one. And I turned on a dime and like my body knew exactly which one had said that. auditory wise.
Yeah.
Turned right to him, went straight to him like a lion. And I said, "Fuck you, motherfucker. I can't fucking deal with this today. Fuck off."
No
like
way.
So
oh
loud
God.
In his face. And sorry.
No way. Really?
And flipped him off. Like so mad. And he looked terrified. But
good.
But whatever. I reached my point.
Oh
like
my
that
gosh.
Comment, I couldn't.
My friend Tessa, whenever she gets catcalled, she looks up and goes, "I just farted," and walks off.
No way. That's so funny. I wouldn't call this catcalling, but it is my favorite on the topic.
Yeah.
I was in New York. It must have been like 6 years ago. I had a crop top on and my waist, like I said, is like my best part.
Yes.
And the guy was walking towards me. I'm passing him on the sidewalk. And he goes, "Where's your waist? Where's your waist at?" And then he turns around and looks at me from behind. And he goes, "Oh, I see. It's in your hips."
Oh,
and I go, yes. I thought it was hilarious. The way he said it was so funny. My mom was with me and she laughed her ass off. She thought it was fantastic.
Wow. Yeah.
I wish I could handle catcalling like you.
Really?
I get pissed.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're giving me a compliment.
What do you say?
I usually ignore. I have. I definitely have. Yeah. I got catcalled the other day. This guy was yelling after me, "Babe, babe."
Oh, that's gross.
"Babe, come back. No. You want to come hang out?"
Oh, no, that's horrible.
So I ignored him. And then I like made eye contact with a security guard and I like rolled my eyes and then I continued walking. And then I heard from behind me, he goes to his friends, "I didn't even know her."
I've never experienced this.
Yeah.
And then hang out with Jared too much.
I wanted to turn around.
When a guy's there, this doesn't happen. This is the fucked up thing.
Yep. That's not why I want a boyfriend, but it would be nice to have a boyfriend.
No,
to not be
literally
like,
protection.
To feel protected.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I know.
I hate that. Mm.
But I think my fantasy one day is to turn around and act like I know them and say, "You have a tiny dick and you slept with your sister."
Oh,
and like cause
my
a
gosh.
Scene. That's what I really want to do and embarrass
that's
them in front
funny.
Of everyone.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I just ignore.
Yeah.
I
that was a peak for me. That was a one time.
Wow,
like
you were having a day.
I was already having a day, and that he told me to smile more.
It is a very annoying
not.
Comment.
I feel
better not smiling. Okay.
Yeah, and it's like you don't know what happened to me today. Maybe I'm not in a position to smile.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
I feel like it's time to pull your cards.
Oh, we have cards?
Oh, yeah.
Guys, that's
girl.
So fun.
Yes.
So what do we do? Like, I've never really had my cards. I have my card read once.
Okay. What was that like?
I remember what I took away from that was that she said, "You're going to meet your husband abroad," which didn't happen.
Okay.
And she goes, "And you're going to, like, have a life outside, like, this country, like, like, a lot of life outside the country." And I'm like, no, I like being in America.
Yeah.
I like being in America. I don't really like being outside for like a week to 10 days.
Wait, but didn't you meet Jared abroad?
In Mexico? But I had already met him I already met him by the time I had this lady reading cards.
That's close enough.
Yeah. It's interesting.
To give her some credit.
Yeah.
We don't know who she is. We're just trying to make her
defend
her.
She was at the House of Intuition.
Okay. So yeah, these are goddess guidance oracle cards. They're not tarot. It's not like past, present, future, but it's kind of just like asking. You'll ask it for guidance on something.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Let's do it.
Yes.
We have, do you have any like stuff like this at home? Do you keep crystals or like?
We got some crystals.
Yeah. But
like I said,
but it's casual. It was more casual crystals.
It was more of like a finding love thing that I got all like spiritual with.
Oh, okay.
But now that
I know you guys.
I wonder if that's like the Pisces. Because but you're also knowledgeable about astrology.
Yeah,
you know, you're
but talking. Mostly about the water signs. Just okay. Because I've been a water sign, and most of the guys that I've liked, it's freakish how many of them have been Scorpios.
I was going to say, is Jared a Scorpio?
Yeah, yeah.
I knew Scorpio, it somehow, which I truly didn't know that, but I'm a Scorpio, and I feel like I always know.
Yeah.
I spotted another Scorpio in a bar this past week, and it was the bartender, and for some reason, the way he made my drink, I could, like, fucking tell
sexual.
He was a Scorpio.
Is he fingering the cup?
I know. Is there mysterious? And
no, I just could tell.
Yeah.
And then I asked, and... I asked specifically because I was going to ask, are you a water sign? And then I felt so confident he was a Scorpio. I asked if he was, and he was.
No way.
And I, for some reason, knew your guy was.
Weird.
And I have this working theory, which I really should just look up at this point, that I think maybe the compatibility thing is based on the element. For signs.
Oh, really?
Because
yeah. Oh, no, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay, verified. Yeah. Yes,
no, it is. I looked it up because okay, I was good. So attracted to Scorpios all the time. Mm-hmm. I looked up, like, who's the most compatible signs, and they actually say that female Pisces with a male Scorpio is one of the most successful, like, yep. It's the pairing that results in like more marriages than any other pairing.
There you go.
Very romantic
wacky.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. water.
Yeah.
And I'm dating a Cancer right now,
oh,
which
you
is
are.
Both
See?
Water.
Yeah.
And it's like the most compatible I've ever had.
I think waters especially need other waters because they don't understand the depth of their emotions. Like they need to understand the depth of emotions.
Yeah. I'm an air.
It's a lot.
See, I don't know much about any of that.
Yeah.
I think I need fire. I don't know. I gotta look it up.
To like,
ooh, maybe you need
yeah, that
earth
makes
for
sense.
Grounding.
That's because no, I think she needs the air to fire the fire, to spark
I'm the air.
Flame.
Oh, spark the fire. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Oxygen. Okay. Clearing this.
So you guys are into all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like this is why it's called.
I mean, we're basic witches.
Yes.
Like we're learning, but
always learning.
But we love anything
witchy
we can learn about witchiness. Yeah.
Cool. My friend, her Twitter handle for the longest time was Basic Witch.
Oh.
Yeah.
She might have the Instagram.
Oh my god,
that we wanted.
No way. Wait.
No, because she probably did something with
it.
Ours was witches.
Okay, that's true.
Because there's this basic account, and if anyone who's listening knows how to help us with this, it is called @BasicWitches, and they have one follower and zero anything else.
Zero
no posts,
else?
No pictures.
There's no service in here.
That's
thing.
Why we're Basic Witches Pod.
Yeah.
Really? It could be her.
It
that's
could be
funny.
Her on her secret Instagram.
That's
because she
so
had a
funny.
Secret Instagram called Basic Witches.
We'll make her an offer.
That's so
yeah,
funny.
We will make an offer.
When I get service, we'll look at it.
Okay.
So funny.
Okay. So I just cleared the energy out of these so that now you can hold them and put your energy into it. So you can just kind of feel around, feel the cards, and let's talk about what you might want guidance on. I have a feeling it's maybe career since you're so focused on that right now, but it could be anything.
Is anything coming to mind?
Sure, but it's very specific.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can ask something specific.
Okay.
Like you don't want to talk about it on air specific or?
Yeah, well, it's a project that we're working on that is not yet announced.
Don't say anything you don't need to, but you can just ask about that specific project.
Okay,
like
sure.
Like we can just refer to it as that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so specific. We'll
okay.
Say. You just want to pick
it up. Okay, hell yeah.
Wait.
Oh. Interesting.
Maui.
Okay, we just talked about Maui last time. You are called upon to help with environmentalism.
Interesting.
Does this project have anything to do with that?
No.
Okay. Well, you were very...
Let's investigate. I kind of want to do a second poll.
I kind of want to do a second poll also. Let's just read what Maui has to say. There's no greater cause today than giving back to your mother and rekindling a friendship with the soil, air, and water. The earth is the life force for material life, and there's no sense in continuing a downward spiral of dirtying the planet with further pollution. Your contribution is necessary, no matter how small. You make a huge difference in this planet's welfare through small and simple changes in how you operate. It's worth it, believe me, and I will help you accomplish this goal in all ways. This has nothing to do with the project.
Yeah.
I think we have to go back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's still a good message to keep in mind.
Sure,
but
yeah. Maybe she wanted to make an appearance because we talked about her so much last
week.
That
is true.
Yeah.
We even asked.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Interesting. Okay, that could be it.
So let's back it up and okay. Fan the cards and hold them to your heart. But pictures facing your heart.
So flip it.
Oh, yeah.
You got
so you're kind of like, and let's all take a breath together.
Hold it.
Do you do yoga, Ashley?
No, I hate yoga.
Every time I've done that, I'm like, I'd rather be at Pilates right now.
Oh, that's so funny. I like Pilates too.
Yeah. I've never gotten into Pilates.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Guiding.
What's
that?
Yeah,
that's weird.
Oh, what? Whoa.
Why is that weird?
That's weird because the project has an element to do with children.
Okay.
Oh, wow. See, this feels better.
Here we go. Okay. Now I'm getting goosebumps.
Could you,
so
that
must
is
have been more
very
on.
Weird. I don't think we've ever pulled this card. Could
no.
you read what it says and describe the colors and the picture and what you see and how it makes you feel?
You are good at helping, counseling, and healing children. Use your skills to help children now.
And it looks like...
Yeah, what's the picture?
Oh, and the picture is like a young mom with a flower crown and her little daughter is holding her.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And it looks like she's guiding her in like a direction because she's not looking down at her.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And it's like a peach.
Damara is the goddess.
Very, yeah.
And she has fairy wings.
Cool. Let's find
That's
out.
That's so wacky.
You are, I love it. You are
Wait,
good.
Also, they're both mothers. Sorry. Mother Earth and then guiding children.
That is true.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
You
I'm
must be
get
in
a
your
set
feminine
of these
right
things.
Now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Message from Damara. One can be gentle and a fierce protector simultaneously. My vigilant focus on keeping harmony within households stems from my desire for children to maintain their youthful awe and sense of wonder. How else will we ensure that they'll see and speak with the fairies? How else will we foster the continuation of children's healing laughter? Join with me in guiding the children, and you'll see your own imagination sparked by these amazing young beings. Your own enthusiasm and youthful spirit attracts the children's respect and attention. I'll lead you toward young people who can benefit from your help.
Alrighty.
Oh, okay, so that part's getting figured out.
Yeah.
Of the project. Yeah. That's gonna get figured out.
Hell yeah.
Like, she's guiding you to that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Various meanings of this card. Spend time with or have a heart-to-heart talk with your own children. Get into a career involved with helping kids.
Okay.
Volunteer with young people. Know that children will be coming into your life soon.
Interesting.
Well, there.
You will be a parent. Take care of your own inner child through play and laughter.
Mm.
Cool.
Great.
Very nice.
What do you, separate from that, I'm just curious now.
Yeah.
Are you guys kids people, you and Jared?
Well, we want to have our own kids.
Like, eventually. No, no time soon.
No, we'll start trying in a year, we say.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the kind of person, I enjoy them when they get to, like, fifth grade.
Yeah.
And then they're so fun when they start to, like, really talk to them.
Mm-hmm. So get that. That must be a water sign thing, too.
You think so?
Yeah.
He likes kids of all ages. He's
just
loves kids. And he's the one that has more baby fever than I do. Mm. I wish I could put it off, but if we want to have three, then I got to start at 32, kind
Damn.
Of, you know?
Yeah.
I feel you.
Okay.
So.
Okay, just a little about Damara. A Celtic fertility goddess whose name means gentle. Damara helps to bring peace and harmony to families and within households. She helps children maintain their youthful innocence and faith. Damara is happy to guide you with respect to the best way to help children, yours or someone else's.
Interesting.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
So I know you can't say that many specifics, but it feels like it relates.
I'll tell you guys off there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sorry.
Awesome.
Sorry to the listeners, Elder.
Yeah. No, but I'm glad that this connected in some way.
Yeah.
So could you just do something to end the reading, whether that's like hold them, touch them, kiss them, whatever feels right.
Okay. I'll hug them.
Yeah. Like they're
Thank
your own
you.
Kids.
Yeah, I was going to say that's very motherly.
Thank you, Damara.
Yes. And Mawu.
And thank you, Mawu.
Yes.
So nice.
That felt good.
Mm. Awesome. Well, we like to end every episode with a basic blessing. This is something we're grateful for today.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Any of us can start.
Oh, well, I'm thankful that Jared and I are going to go eat after this.
Yes. Where are you going?
We're going to Crustacean.
Oh,
we
yum.
Have a gift card.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know it. Is it a it's seafood a
nice
place?
Restaurant.
It's like a Chinese seafood.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
In Beverly Hills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I was just thinking about the nice dinners I've had recently on the drive here. I'm hungry too.
Really? That's so funny.
Yeah. And so I'll be grateful for that. I'm grateful I got to go to République, which is like a French foodie, French Italian foodie.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen
it. It's like sort of, honestly, I don't know. I think it's on 3rd Street. I don't know.
Okay.
It's
in
a popular
my head.
One.
Yeah.
Which was delicious.
I'm grateful for Bachelor the Musical. Shout out to Becca and Maddie.
Oh, yeah. I know them.
Yes, because that's how we were connected.
Oh my gosh.
And you came to see our show.
It was so good. Were you in it?
Yeah, I was in it. I was
and
the
I
one.
Didn't even know?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was fantastic.
Thank you.
Did you say that in the email initially?
I did.
Yeah.
I was the one with big boobs and like the extensions.
And
I
money.
Was like dumb. I had money, lots of money.
Okay, yeah.
Fit
it was so funny.
Thank you.
You guys do it again?
We want to. Yeah, okay. We're hoping to like do something more with it. So we'll
I
let
really
you know.
I really want my sister to see it.
The
one time we did it, my sister wasn't able to come. Where we were gone.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
It was really cool to have
done.
You and Jared there. And I saw him in person for the first time, and his chin is like.
Oh yeah, he has a very defined chin. I know.
It's like it looks good on TV, and then I saw it in real life. I'm like, wow, that's a chin.
It's the chin and jawline. Yeah. It's like so bony when he doesn't have facial hair. You're like, holy moly! Like I could put a ruler to. That. Like, I know it's so funny.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's a good chin.
All right, last anything to plug?
I just would love for your audience to be aware of the I Don't Get It podcast.
Yes.
Since I think it's very similar.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because it's just girl talk and we just talk about
life.
Guys, life, random stuff. But like if you're a millennial girl, you'll relate in some way.
Yes. Awesome. And we'll tag you on everything. So
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, of course.
Yes.
Anytime. If you need Jared back here, do you do guys?
Yes.
Yeah, it's so funny you ask because not as much as women, just because of who we are. But like, yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah,
we
do,
you
guys.
If you ever need anyone, you
let
me know.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
okay.
We'd love to have him.
And
if you want to set me up on a date with Nick, I'll take that too.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Get your sundress, girl.
Bye, guys.
Easy witches. Basic witches.